Many Tasmanians are hoping today's visit by the Chinese president will bring investment in industries like agriculture, Antarctic research and tourism. But in an unlikely success story, one small business in the state is already booming, thanks to a teddy bear that's stuffed with lavender. Ever since a Chinese model posed with the bear on Twitter last year, it's been selling out to mainly Chinese customers. In Hobart, Felicity Ogilvie reports.
They have panda bears in China, but nothing quite like the bear that they've found in Tasmania. Bobby the Bear is a purple teddy bear, filled with lavender from a farm in northeast Tasmania. A photo of a Chinese celebrity hugging a Bobby Bear last year has made the toy a sensation. Robert Ravens owns the lavender farm and says they can't make enough bears to satisfy the demand from China.
Can make only about 40,000 per annum simply because that's really the extent of the amount of fine dried lavender we've got. We won't use inferior lavenders, which all of the fake market do, because they just simply do not smell. They don't smell as sweet and as fragrant as the product that we put together.
He says 65,000 people visited the lavender farm last year, and in the summer, up to 80% of the tourists were Chinese.
It's pretty phenomenal. It's become a point in decision-making for people about visiting Australia even. We'll go to Australia, but go to Tasmania to see Ridgedale Estate, and we've been recognised internationally for that.
Mr. Ravens doesn't know if the president's visit to Hobart will draw attention to something like Bobby the Bear that can also capture the Chinese. But a Chinese-speaking tour guide who works in Hobart, Stella Cho, suspects the island's natural beauty will attract more visitors.
I think the nature here and the history here, like the rich Hmong, yeah, they want to know the history and they want to, close to the nature.
In the suburbs of Hobart, Peter Chum from the Chinese Community Association is packing a banner into his car that's written in Chinese.
Welcome President Xi Jinping and his wife arriving in Tasmania.
He's organised 500 people to dress in red today and gather to welcome the president. Mr. Chun says usually when he visits China, people haven't even heard of Tasmania, but he expects that will change after today.
It's very modern. We have all the modern convenience, but it is very, very, very natural. It's like nothing has been changed for 100 years. And that, I think generally that's what I really like about Tasmania.
Well, the president will be going to the top of Mount Wellington. How do you think Chinese people will react to that, a mountain that's just up from the city?
Yes, I think he would enjoy it, especially it looks like a good clear day today. It's got a spectacular view over Hobart.
One of the sights the president should be able to see from Mount Wellington as he looks over Hobart is a Chinese icebreaker. The research ship is a key part of China's Antarctic program. The Tasmanian Green Senator Christine Milne is optimistic that a deal between Australia and China could be struck today.
Look, I've been lobbying for a long time for the Chinese to declare Hobart their Antarctic research and logistics base. I would love it if the Chinese were to make that decision and for the president to announce it today.
Other sectors like agriculture are also looking for Chinese investment. Peter Chun from the Chinese Community Association has retired from his successful businesses, but he has a few words of wisdom for Tasmanians who want to attract Chinese investors.
The main thing is to be honest and straightforward what you want to do and what always the idea is always best is the benefit by both party, and then you will go along really well.
That's Peter Chung from the Chinese Community Association, ending that report by Felicity Ogilvie in Hobart.